Hello, Bashar.
And to you, good day.
It's an honor to be in your presence.
And yours as well.
And it's an honor to be in your presence because you bring out in me what I really want to feel.
Oh, all right.
And
but you are bringing it out in yourself, just giving yourself permission to do so in my presence.
Right.
Right.
There's so many things in my mind that I want to speak with you. One is a head thing, and another is a heart thing. Yeah.
Oh, all right. Let's talk about the different organs. the different centers of consciousness.
I have a foot, I have an elbow, I have a wrist.
Yes.
But we'll focus on the head and heart.
Oh, all
early you talked about the power of polarity.
The power of paradox.
Okay.
Yes.
I've been struggling.
Struggling. Rhymes with juggling.
My mind wants to somehow come to grips with this dualistic way that we perceive the physical, this non-physical thing that you are teaching us about. It's just... It's wonderful, I think all of our souls feel that, but our minds just do not. I cannot get my mind wrapped around
it's
this.
It's just training. That's all. It's just that many of you have been trained to not take your cue from your heart. Your heart beats, and as it beats, it gives off an electromagnetic bubble that expands out at the speed of light. And while it's doing that, it is actually sending to your brain, literally, a codation, an encodation for what kind of neurological path would actually be most representative of the path of least resistance for the electromagnetic impulses traveling on it. Because the heart is the master of the electromagnetic pulse. And it's sending you, look, arrange yourself this way. Arrange yourself according to this vibration. Do this and things will be easy. Do this and things will be smooth. Do this and we will be in harmony. But the mind on your planet, because of the experience of limitation and forgetfulness, has been trained to resist that, has been trained to think in a different way, has been trained to believe that it's the master and must organize things and must control things. Mm-hmm. And if it doesn't have the ability to do that, then something is wrong. So it will resist any attempt, in a sense, to restructure it that way. And then you have the battle between the heart, the struggle between the heart and the mind. You follow me?
Yes.
So it's just an issue of getting in touch with the definitions and the belief systems that allow you to maintain a particular neurological pattern that may be antithetical to the codation that the heart is attempting to send you that represents the vibrational path.